This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, friends. Welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. More on them in a bit. Absolute catastrophe today on the radio on Q100 Michigan in northern Michigan. If folks were listening on the radio then, in fact, you can probably still get the audio available on the Q100 website because each day's broadcast is saved in podcast form. That's a good idea. Maybe I should dig that up here and have that ready to go for you for the Patreon. Massive amount of obscenities onto the radio. I did not say them, but I was here doing the broadcast, playing a Bruce Springsteen song, Glory Days. Now, the studio version of Glory Days by Bruce Springsteen is it's wonderful. Well, but I've heard it a million times, so I played the live version. It was recorded a few years ago in Rome at some fantastic Colosseum or something like that, some terrific venue, and it sounded outstanding, and the crowd was singing along with Bruce. And there was a moment in the song when the boss is like, "Do you want to go home?" And people are like, "No! Hey, Steve!" Little Steven. "You want to go home?" "No!" The crowd, "No!" "Mighty, mighty Max Weinberg, you want to go home? Glory days. Yeah, pass you by, glory days. Mighty, mighty Max Weinberg, the star of late night television, bringing the beat night after night after night. Do you want to go home?" And then Bruce says, "Because if Max Weinberg doesn't want to go home, we're not fucking going home." And I'm like, "Ah, shit, fuck." I immediately turn the mic on. I pop the song down. I go, "All right, all right, all right." Because like 15 seconds before that, I'm pretty sure I heard him drop another one, but it was kind of muffled or something. I heard, "Oh, fucking." I'm like, "What was that? Did the boss just say an F? Was that an F word that I heard the boss drive? That's never happened before, you know? Max Weinberg, you want to go home? Because if Max Weinberg doesn't want to go home, why not?" And it's like right up on the mic, "Fucking going home, glory day." "Fucking shit, glory days. There's a girl lives on the block. Every night she turned on a boy's head. Fucking shit." I'm like, "What the fuck? Oh my God." And I'm like, "This is my radio 9/11 here. This is terrible." So bad.
So I cut the song off, and that's what I was kind of like what I'm saying to you right now. I go, I don't want to live in a world where I can't trust Bruce Springsteen. I was so pissed. I was totally expecting to be called out into the corner office, but I made it a point to say, look, hey, I'm sorry about that. This is supposed to be a family show here. I mean, you're going to get full-on Eric Zaytunian on that show. You're not supposed to get Eric Zane-style type of humor. Mail carrier Kelly is here. It says, hello, Easy. Hello to you. I always try to talk directly to the new folks that I see here. And it looks like you're a new name. I don't know if I've interacted with you before. Nick says, we have a president that says, fuck, on TV, cussing should be fine on the radio. Well, look, yeah, I'm not so much concerned about getting in trouble like with the FCC. I just know that my boss doesn't really want me to do a show where that type of language is happening. That's, you know, supposed to be for scumbag podcasters and shit like that. Part of me wants to, while I'm actually doing this show, see if I can do the arts and crafts homework. Of finding that moment. Okay. No, I don't think I see it. There's the community calendar. There's Northern Focus. I don't see the insane asylum. That's probably a good thing. Anyway, that's how my day started. Let me put in a quick text message. Hey, Siri.
Uh-huh.
Text JJ.
What do you want to say?
Yo. ... Is there any way I can listen back to my broadcast today? ? There was a hilarious moment in the 9 a.m. hour during Three-Peat Thursday with Bruce Springsteen, period. It was the first song that I was playing.
Okay, sending.
All right. All right, Chris says, didn't you rip mad ass into the mic on Northern Focus? I did rip ass, but it wasn't during Northern Focus. It was during the sports show. I didn't want to really be there. So the quickest way to make it so you never get assed again is to fart on the mic. P.S., have you fixed the tower lights? No, that's not JJ, that's JC. Branjo says, small tip. You can actually just say, hey, S-I-R-I, text JJ instead of waiting for her to respond to you. Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Thank you. So last night, we finished up another Big Fraud Wednesday. Another solid time with the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. And then, of course, Who Are These Free Beers? Show number 78 is in the books. And thank you so much for being part of it on Patreon. I will release a free clip of Who Are These Free Beers? And that seems to move the meter the most for people. But as you know, there's thousands of shows on my Patreon. All different versions and different days of things happening with your old pal, Easy. You can go to patreon.com/Eric Zane and check it out for free for 7 days. Last night featured a lot of high point moments on who are these free beers. Let me just go over some of the things we talked about on the rundown sheet in the most recent episode. Ben Glaze took a deep dive into Steve discussing his CPAP machine and his sleep score. Free Beer quizzed the gang about what type of keychain they had when they were younger. Easy and Ben discussed what the FBHW crew could do if their contracts aren't renewed. Free Beer flexes his sports muscles to give everyone plenty of minutiae about some basketball player that nobody's heard of. The longest duration Steve Echo ever. Free Beer murders several words. Free Beer gets pissed at Hot Wings and yells at him. The Free Beer and Awkward Report features another who cares story about some guy trapped in a waterfall. Problem, other than a sound clip. The crew has done zero research on this story and are totally lost as to what actually happened. Easy and Ben ask the question, why are you talking about this? I just moved the 9 a.m. hour to the programming folder on the OneDrive, says JJ. This might be spectacular. Hang on. All right, there's the OneDrive. Programming. Aha. Q100 in Zane Asylum, 9 a.m. hour. I don't think this is the right way. Does this sound right? This is glory days. This is the part. If Max Weinberg... And I don't know why it's playing slow, but I want to see it through. If Max Weinberg don't go home. Nobody goes fucking home. And then I turn the mic on and jump in. Holy shit. That's me. Hey Siri.
Uh-huh.
Call JJ. Mobile.
Calling JJ Q10.
Hey buddy, how are you?
Yeah, you're on the podcast. Say hi to everyone.
Hey, everybody.
So it came out.
I wonder if it wasn't finished uploading yet.
Oh. Okay, so can you check back later on and dump it in there for me?
Yeah, that, or you might need to convert it because it is an M4A file.
Convert it to an MP3 might help?
MP3 or Wave, yeah.
Okay, I'll try that. Thank you.
You're welcome. If not, I still have the original, so all is not lost.
All right, Bruce Springsteen dropped a bad F-bomb.
No, not Bruce.
That's what I said. I couldn't believe it. All right, thank you.
You're welcome, buddy.
See you, bye. That's the world-famous JJ. Raise your hand if you want me to try to see that through. And okay, hang on. Let me save that as an MP3, and maybe that will work. That didn't take long. Outstanding. Glory days. Yeah, pass you by, glory days. We'll come back to that. God, I can't wait to hear that. Alan says, my ears are good and raped. My apologies for that. I don't know what happened. Well, anyway, that was an absolute disaster when it happened. And boy, did it upset me. But I'm over it now. I have an update on great food giveaway number 6. Yesterday, when I finished up the free podcast, I did mention this in the Patreon bonus podcast. But we had 3 more really, really sweet individuals who sent along some cheddar. They are Rob T, Joshua D, and Terry F. Terry is T-E-R-R-I. That means you're like a lady, right? I'm pretty sure that's the way it is. Thank you to the 3 of you. Our total now stands at $1,401.25. Hey, Siri, call Mike Ball State.
Calling Mike State, mobile.
I've been working to try to find out how much it's going to cost us. Mike Ball State keeps kicking that can down the road for the great food giveaway. Oh, my God. Is he putting me to voicemail?
Yep.
Mike, we are waiting with bated breath for the cost of the food.
Well, don't hold your breath too long. Let me check my email, see if she got back to me. Hey, can you tell your wife to stop sending me nudes? It's getting really annoying when I'm trying to work.
She does that to everybody.
I don't think it's everybody. I think that's a me thing.
Remember the first? Do you remember where you were the first time you heard her laugh?
I do.
We were in Florida,
Orange Lake.
Yeah, and you actually you were so shocked you threw yourself on the ground and couldn't believe it.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what you married there, but that was not coming out of a human being. I'm pretty sure.
You were looking at your phone at the time, and as soon as she started, you like looked up and went, "What?
that is not human, right there. That is." Some sort of animal crawling outside of her voice box. Cause that was interesting. I do not have an email back. I will, I'll make a trip up there today and,
yeah,
see if I can find out.
I mean, what the hell? See, I don't think it's asking too much.
I don't think it is.
All right.
I mean,
you know,
worst case, I can go grab one of each in a shopping cart and, you know, say 225 times this. What is that equal? So,
okay. All right. Thank you.
I'll let you know.
Yes, sir. Bye.
See
you. Mike Ball State. Anyway, $1,401.25. Now, typically, this is a great time to talk about the great food giveaway. And whenever I post anything during the chat of this show about the great food giveaway, it tends to catch fire. So here you go. I am now posting the ways that we are passing the virtual hat. My Venmo, my Cash App, my PayPal. You put money there, and then that money goes to pay for 225 Christmas meals to be given away Tuesday, December 23rd, Venmo at Eric-Zaitunian, Cash App, $ Eric Zaitunian, one word, PayPal, search Eric Zane Show, LLC. And I don't want you to feel bad if you can only donate a dollar at all. It's the numbers that do it. And frankly, we've only had 20 people whip up $1,401.25. So I can just imagine how that's going to go when more people contribute. And so it's averaging $70 a person right now. That is not, I want that average lower. I want 500 people, but to average $5, you know? So go low or go home, unless if you're cash heavy and you want to make us hit this goal quickly. And once we hit that goal, anything left over will be given towards purchasing the women's hygiene products that we are raising money for as well. So I will also, in fact, include that link in the chat. And that link is always available in the show notes as well. If you're listening to the audio podcast later on, that's how I've been doing this. So there you go. In fact, after yesterday's show, zero feminine hygiene products were purchased for Team Pink. They are starting to show up at Irvine's, though, the ones that have been purchased. But we need 150 of the first three of these. Panty liners, the thick pads, and the long pads with wings. We need 200 boxes of the tampons. We only have six, for God's sake. And we need 50 boxes of the period cups. And we only have two. Hello, friends. Your old pal Eric Zane with a word about ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from my friends over at Secret Nature. This is like the best thing that's happened to me in a long time. I partnered with them. You can learn more at secretnature.com/Zane, and you'll also get a special deal there. But my gosh, during the daytime, I've got a daytime gummy that helps me stay focused, gives me steady lift. It's a fantastic, clean vibe within my system. Prior to Secret Nature, I found during the day that I was up and down, and I was like, what is happening to me? But ever since I started using the ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from Secret Nature, those problems are in the past. And people say to me, EZ, when you're talking about this, what do you mean by a clean feeling? I'd say steady, balanced, not overpowering. I just get more done and feel better throughout the day. Probably because Secret Nature is organic, farm-grown, never lab-made. Ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals. Nothing extra. The best in the business. Bliss is what I use during the day for clear focus and productive flow. I want to wind down? Snoozers. Unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent, measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Now, this is where you try it. Get 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Try Bliss during the day, snoozers in the evening, and let me know how it goes. Again, 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. Secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature. Hey, it's Eric Zane, and uncommongoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh, what a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at uncommongoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at uncommongoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at uncommongoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to uncommongoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, Go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
So let's get after it. Thank you so much. If you considered it, as great food giveaway number 6. Every year there's some new addition. We started with just the food. And then as we were planning that first one, the Grand Rapids Pit Bull Alliance jumped on board. They'll be there giving away pet food for these folks who are down in their luck, pulling up in their cars. Each car, they'll get the pet food. They will get a bag of apples. Thank you to Nyblad Orchards. They'll get the feminine hygiene products if they want. They'll get the Christmas meal. They just drive through the line, trunk open, put all the stuff in the car, away they go. 225 cars long. Bread Bull Brain Chris says, I get a big Amazon gift card as a bonus from work. When I get that, I'll order a bunch of that stuff. That's very kind of you to take that type of bonus for your efforts at work to put it towards that. All of these great gestures from audience members is fantastic. How long is 225 car lengths? An average car is 14 feet. So easy math. We're going to do 14 times 225. I'm trying to see how long generally that. Okay, that's 3,150 feet. So I think that a mile is 5,000 and some. I don't know. I forget the exact number. That'll be a long line of cars, roughly 2/3 of a mile to 3/4 of a mile, maybe somewhere between 1/2 and 3/4. That's a lot of distance. Very excited about that. I have, I think I'm going to go with this style of Christmas sweater. I am going to skip for the TV appearance, the cat smoking the Marlboro. And instead, I am going to go with perhaps the Macho Man Randy Savage sweater. There's a ton of these. I was thinking either the Macho Man Randy Savage. I was going to do the one where it was the Mega Powers when Savage and Hogan were a team. But I don't want anything to do with Hogan because when he died, everybody hated him because he said the N-word. So Macho Man Randy Savage, though, on a Christmas sweater, that's I'm all about that. There's also a Stone Cold Steve Austin Christmas sweater. Why wrestling? Because it's ridiculous to combine 80s and 90s pro wrestlers with Christmas sweaters. That's why. That's the only reason. The more ridiculous on the Christmas sweater, the better it is, in my opinion. That's why I loved Brown Tabby Cat with a heater in his mouth and Marlboro written underneath it. So that's on my Christmas list, but that's not going to come till, you know, Christmas Day. I need something ahead of time for the TV broadcast. So Macho Man Christmas sweater. I think that that'll work. And then Pooh Bear, Jacqueline said, you want this? And this is after that was of my Marlboro Kitty. And she goes, you want this? I don't know if she's getting the joke. And after just, and that was right after I posted that I want the hoodie that says, bring back bullying. Now, on that one, she got the joke. And she's like, yeah, that's great. And I want one too. She wants a bring back bullying hoodie. Now, only a dipshit would think that I actually want bullying to be brought back. All right? That's what makes that hoodie awesome, because it's so stupid. But Pooh Bear says, no, you're not going to get him the Marlboro Kitty, and you're not going to get him the bring back bullying. And I'm like, the fuck they're not. That's what I want for Christmas. That's a hysterical thing to wear. Now, the only people that would have a problem with bring back bullying hoodie are people who are all wound up in their own feelings. Like, oh no, think of the children. You're going to convince people to bully. It's like, you stupid fuck. You asshole. My God. All right, the Grand Rapids Griffins won again yesterday. They were on the road. Now, I mean, who cares about the Grand Rapids Griffins, you're probably thinking. Well, the reason why this is an interesting story is because they've played 12 hockey games this year, and they've won 11 of them. And the one that they lost was in a shootout. So it wasn't like a regulation loss or an overtime loss. It was in a shootout. So, yes, it counts as a loss. But still, that's an outstanding start to the season. 12 games in of a 76-game season, and you haven't lost in regulation or overtime yet. Last night's victory was 5-1 on the road, and the metropolis that is Rockford, Illinois. The team is back tomorrow and Saturday with a team from Charlotte, North Carolina, taking on the Griffins at home. Ben Glaze is here. He says, I bully the shit out of my nieces and nephews. Makes them stronger. Oh, my God. That's hysterical. All right. So, anyway, welcome to the show. Thank you, as always, to the sponsors. Impact Power Sports. You can find those folks at impactpowersportsmi.com. If you're thinking about a Yamaha golf cart, that's where I want you to get it. They sponsor the studio here. They're awesome. And if you want to get a Yamaha golf cart, that's where you get it. Or a side-by-side ATV, UTV, motorcycle, go-kart, e-bike. They have everything you could possibly want in stock, ready to go. Buy it for the holidays, and you're going to make somebody very, very happy. They also have a service department if you need anything done to it. Or perhaps you already have some gear you want them to take care of for you, whatever type of maintenance you might need on something like that. They can do that. They're in Rockford, Michigan, Impact Power Sports, impactpowersportsmi.com. One of my newest sponsors is Skydive Grand Haven. Matt Kuipers went with the 8,000-foot tandem jump for $199.99. Thank you. His brother, Kevin, says he's next in line. This weekend, he'll be purchasing that at skydivegrandhaven.com. I also have an audience member who weighed in. That would be Jeff G. And said, EZ, I'm making the purchase. This is excellent. Basically, I've got 2 weeks. This is week one of two to try to convince you to spend $199 to jump out of an airplane with Skydive Grand Haven. It regularly is $299. You get it now for $199 through Black Friday. Tony and the crew over at Skydive Grand Haven said, yeah, easy. Let's sell some gift certificates. And if you sell them during our first two-week ad run here, we'll be back to partner with you some more. So I'm like, hell yes, let's do it. So if you were ever thinking about this, in the next 2 weeks, I am asking you directly to buy the $190 8,000-foot tandem jump from Skydive Grand Haven. You go to skydivegrandhaven.com, click on Shop Gift Certificates, and then right here, $199 Black Friday tandem skydive. That was regularly $299. You get it through Black Friday for $199. As soon as Black Friday passes, it goes up. So buy it now and save. It could be for you or someone you know or love. SkydiveGrandHaven.com. All right. If you're enjoying this show right now on Facebook or Kick or YouTube or Instagram, it's time for me to ditch you, unfortunately. The rest of the show is on Twitch. Twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. That's twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. I put it out there every day uninterrupted for you there. That is my main platform. You can also download the Twitch app and search Eric Zane Live in the search function, and you'll find me there, and you can get the rest of the show. Follow the page on Twitch. Subscribe to the page, if you want to skip all the commercials. Otherwise, it's free. You can subscribe to the page by linking up your Amazon Prime account. That means you get it for free. And if you want to pay a few bucks, you can do it that way as well. Either way helps me out, whether you're linking your Amazon Prime account, which you have to do manually each month. Sorry about that. That's the way they do it. Anyway, I'm also on Patreon. Totally different platform. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. More than 3,000 different pieces of content on there, including 78 episodes now of Who Are These Freebeers? Get it for free for 7 days at patreon.com/Eric Zane. After the 7 days, you'll pay $5 a month for audio, $10 a month for audio, video, live streams, and Zooms, and first crack at new material. Pro tip, save yourself 10% by signing up for 1 full year for either the audio or audio video live streams. Thank you so much for being here as part of today's broadcast, but check out the rest of the show on Twitch. I forgot Instagram. Those folks are on there too. Thank you for being there to the audience on Instagram. Let's see if I recognize any of those names. No, I don't. All right. Goodbye. All right. Now it's just us on Twitch. Stevie says, I'll do a lip zine. God, that's awful. That's a free beer word scramble if I've ever heard one. I'll do a zip line, but that's as adventurous as I get. Mail carrier Kelly says, if I live closer, would definitely buy. I have gone before, and it was one hell of a rush. Do it. All right. What's next now that Trump has signed the bill releasing the Epstein files? Senate passed it on Trump's desk. I think he signed it by now. I'm not sure. This says that he signed it. This kind of spells it out for you.
Congress and the Senate have voted to force the release of the Jeffrey Epstein files. The legislation now heads to President Trump's desk for his signature. If it is signed into law, the Justice Department would have to release all of the documents. The bill, though, does allow redactions for information identifying victims and any material depicting child sex abuse.
Okay, now if that's true, that's fine. Delete that info. Delete the people who are victims' names if you have to. We should not see one name of any person that we would know who exists that is quite famous on that list. Does anyone believe that we will see anything? Of course not.
But flight logs, personal communications, immunity agreements, and internal memos must be included. News Nation's Joe Khalil is following all of these developments, is live now on Capitol Hill. All right, Joe, what?
Like, folks, there's no way that Trump's name is going to be on this, right? I mean, that's what all the people who hate Trump have been suggesting. Do we honestly believe? I don't believe it. Either somehow it's just not going to be appearing, or he never was on it. I mean, I would like to think that he had nothing to do with any of this. You know, I mean, if you're someone who hates Trump, you're like hoping that you'll see his name on there. But don't forget, he's signing it. So there's no fucking way, right, that his name could possibly have anything really to do with Jeffrey Epstein.
Happens now.
Yeah, there's a lot of questions about what this looks like moving forward, Nicole.
By the way, if the audio is low, my apologies. I can't do anything about that.
Tell you a lot of that is going to be in the hands directly of the Department of Justice, the Attorney General Pam Bondi, and President Trump as to where this Epstein Files bill goes next and whether those files are ultimately released. This morning, the Attorney General did get questions about this at a press conference directly. She was asked three separate times whether the department was going to fully release the Epstein files if President Trump signs this bill into law. And this is what she said each time she got the question.
We have released over 33,000 Epstein documents to the Hill, and we'll continue to follow the law and to have maximum transparency. We will continue to follow the law with maximum transparency while protecting victims. We will follow the law. The law passed both chambers last evening. It has not yet been signed, but we will continue to follow the
full transparency
law, again, while protecting victims, but also providing maximum transparency.
So you probably noticed there was never a yes or a no. It was a we will follow the law. Well, here's what the law is going to be. If President Trump signs the bill, it will require within 30 days of the president's signature, the Department of Justice to release all of the Epstein files. And if they do not, then they are technically violating U.S. criminal law. So that is what the law is going to say. But there are still a lot of members of the House, senators, and even the victims and survivors of Jeffrey Epstein themselves that are skeptical that this is going to happen, at least not without some serious pressure from them, potentially some hiccups. There are a couple of different ways that this could go. But take a listen to at least one of, again, the Epstein survivors. We asked her last night whether she has faith the DOJ is going to release all of these files and act in full transparency here. This is what she told us.
My trust in the DOJ is pretty rocky, I think, for very good reason. I'm maintaining that hope because that's what I do. I don't know that I share that sentiment with others. I think a lot of people are adamantly thinking there's no hope and no trust in the DOJ.
Now, there are a couple reasons why lawmakers and frankly, the survivors feel that way, because there were a couple of options here. Number one, you know, the president could have done this already. The president, right now, as I'm talking to you, could call on the Department of Justice to release all of these files. It actually does not take an act of Congress to sort of force his hand that way. And the fact that he has not done that yet is a reason that some are skeptical about the motivations and whether the White House is fully on board with the full release of these files. So there's one reason. The other reason that we've heard some skepticism is that the president has also called on the Department of Justice to open up investigations relating to Jeffrey Epstein, but particularly with Democrats, with his association with Democrats. He has expressly said that. So if there are investigations that are opened up, then that would be a sort of legal and legitimate reason not to release these files, because some might be wrapped up in the investigation. We've obviously seen that before. So that is the sort of conundrum in the situation that we're looking at now, which is why, as we continue to look forward here, it's not exactly certain, even as this law has passed, that this is going to be an easy process between whenever President Trump signs and the next 30 days.
It's Master.
All right. I, Juan from Cuba, thank you. just subscribed. I appreciate that. Juan says, no one will be happy if they don't see what they believe is there. Right. A couple things come to mind. First of all, do you remember back not long ago, and I know we've talked about this before, when the Trump administration and first Pam Bondi said, yeah, all the info's on my desk. And then Trump said, there is no list. It never existed. All these files don't exist. And we were like, what? Everybody's scratching their heads. And I guess now they do exist. And because all of this had to happen to get them released. And then, like the reporters said, Trump could have let this all, could have released all of this. And then you also have to look at the big picture. Why in the world would there be any information about a child sex trafficker that would want to be not released? Unless if there was damning evidence about people that, well, no one should be being involved with sex trafficking of children. We could all agree with that, but I mean, come on now. If any other person in the world who's not dealing, like if Joe Schmo is a sex trafficker, who's just any guy, all the information is going to come out about the investigation about Joe Schmo. Why has it been years to actually make this even a possibility? Unless if there's a cover-up going on. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.